Okay, here we are, week two. Quick wrap up of what I saw last week. Most of it was pretty good. Try to connect a few dots for you, because sometimes with the way the readings go, discussion to the little assignment that's given to you, it can feel sort of like, well, these are three separate things, and I'm not sure what the connection point is. So working from the readings to the discussion, right? You basically in your life have certain needs and resources, and we're often sort of pinched in like, how do we manage those resources? And we could have just as easily asked this question regarding time. We could have asked it regarding your money, your finances, your relationships, because the same thing happens. You run out of money or run out of energy before you even have done the things you think might be important. But it's easy to see this with time. You get sort of track. I kind of burned a lot of time doing this. I kind of didn't leave time to do an assignment or to take an exam or do something along those lines. So, you know, that's to kind of help calibrate. And that's really what's going on with the lifestyle assessment. Is it's for you to sort of calibrate and go, so what is going on in my life, right? It requires a certain amount of reflection. And so you'll notice most all of you did really, really well. There were a few cases I kind of knocked a few points off, only because I'm not looking for a one-day summary, as it were. I'm really looking for what's going on over the week. And here's why. So thank you for sharing all those. I do want to say that. And for some people, I know it's deeply personal, and that can be problematic. And that's, you know, that's not what we're grading, right? It's a lesson. The grade basically goes to you having completed the assignment. But the completion of the assignment is for you to sort of realize, like, here's a thing I can recognize just doing this. Your week can go wildly up and down, and you can sort of pinpoint why. Maybe it was a car accident. Maybe it was something with a family member. Maybe it was a bad interaction with somebody, or something great, right? Something you're looking forward to, something you got to do later that day or later in the weekend, seeing certain people, reconnecting with certain people. And part of this goes in the greater conversation about circumstance and affective agency. And what I'm trying to get you to sort of pinpoint, the reason I need you to do this multiple days and not just look at a summary, is because when you can start to pinpoint what are the situations that make me happy and what are the situations that make me unhappy, okay, then what can I do about it? In some cases, you can't do much about it. I read one of them that over a couple of days, there was an instance at work and there wasn't much you could do about it. It just sort of became more and more frustrating, it sounds like, and that happens. But in those situations, then, rather than only being frustrated, we can start to ask ourselves, so what can my response be? What are the kinds of things that I can do if I can't change that situation? Reading another one, there's a pretty significant situation the person took on and wasn't able to control for him or herself, and to go out and do something pretty radical in terms of changing some arrangements. And if you can do that, that is fantastic. And I don't mean that in a, you know, snarky way. I mean that absolutely in a genuine sense, that if you can make really large changes that take you out of sort of toxic situations, that's probably what you need to do. But then there are lots of situations you can't even do that. And so we're trying to help establish a baseline so you understand, these are my needs, these are my resources, this is how I feel at a given time. What are the things I can control and what are the things I can't control? And it may sound silly, but it's absolutely critical. I noticed on a couple of ones that I read, glad to read, either they had just finished golf and may have been tired, or they're looking forward to playing golf. And right, this is right at the end of Father's Day weekend, and I had a really good weekend. I played golf Friday evening. I went to the Wichita Open Saturday. Was able to play golf with my father on Sunday, and then I watched the U.S. Open last night. So, you know, for me, it was nothing but. But as I tell you this, I get radically frustrated because I'm not very good. I just like playing. And so on a similar but different note, right, I'm actually reading a book called Mental Toughness for Golfers because I get so frustrated. I usually keep it under control, but a couple of weeks ago, I kind of lost it. So, you know, even I have to recognize what are the situations that are making me mad and what is the amount of control I have over it. And, you know, what I'm looking for in that example, like the silly sort of golf example, is when I know my swing isn't working, instead of getting locked in my head and trying to fine tune the swing that I'm playing and ruin the round, pick a different target, pick something else to focus on when I'm swinging. Don't try to diagnose the mechanics and, you know, do that on the range. And it's so silly. Like, even I still need this coaching when something frustrates me. How do I stop that and attend to the thing I can address and I can fix? And when things are making you happy, like, that's, golf is a great game to teach you about life, because I can have a perfect swing and I'll guarantee you the next shot's going to be horrible. I don't even know how I did the perfect swing, but, you know, you get to enjoy it, right? You get to enjoy it in that moment. So, yeah, keep up the good work. I hope you realize I do send out the reminders on Thursday mornings for you to stay engaged and keep doing stuff. And that is probably the only thing in the discussion boards, is to make sure you're responding and replying to each other for the full points. And other than that, you guys are doing a great job. Keep it up.